everyone, I'm Erica, and I just wanted to give you a brief introduction to the first letter in our BLESS acronym, B, for Begin With Prayer. Now, why should we begin with prayer in our goal to become people of God who are able to make disciples? There are a number of reasons for it. The first one is that we want to grow in love and compassion for people around us. I don't know about you, but I do not spring up every morning thinking, who can I bless, serve, and reach for Christ today? But when we pray, we get God's heart for those people. He changes us, he changes our priorities, and he turns those hearts of stone, which really deep down want to just look after ourselves, into a heart of flesh and compassion for others. And he can prepare us for what he wants us to do that day. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane prayed in anguish of spirit. Now, some of that anguish was because of the pain and the torture he was about to experience on the cross. But I think also some of that anguish was the anguish of the Father's heart for people who, unless Jesus did what he was going to do, would remain stuck, imprisoned by sin and death, and remain isolated from God and the life that he wanted to give them. So prayer changes us, first of all. Secondly, I think it's important because it means that we will not be acting out of guilt or out of a feeling that we are being driven to do something. When we listen to God, we grow in the ability to hear his voice. And he's a good shepherd. He wants to lead us beside green pastures and still waters. He wants to look after us as well as to bless others through us. So if we pray, then we can act only on what the good shepherd is telling us to do. Not what anybody else is telling us we should be doing, but what our Heavenly Father, our Good Shepherd, is telling us to do. Thirdly, I think prayer means that we enter into a true partnership with God, so that we're joining in with the work that he's already doing in the lives of our friends, family, and neighbours, unbeknown to us. We never know what they are thinking deep down, what they are feeling, how they might be reaching out to God, when they are feeling desperate, because people often don't show those things to the world. But when we listen to God and he directs us to somebody, then we often find that he's already been there before us, which is amazing. Last time I went out on street pastors patrol, I had my arm in plaster, I was feeling pretty tired. We were going to call it a night at about 1 o'clock in the morning. But I just said, well, let's just do another circuit round. I just had a feeling there might be somebody who needed us. And as we walked around the town centre, we came across three teenagers, and one of them immediately started asking, how can I give my life to Jesus? How can I be baptised? I really want forgiveness for the things that I've done. What is baptism? Do I need to have to pay for it? Can I come to church? So we were able to invite him along to church and tell him that we would show him how to become a Christian. And I'm still waiting for him to turn up any Sunday soon. But the final reason is to be like Jesus. You know, sometimes Jesus was pressed on all sides by people making demands of him, but he would go away to a quiet place so that he could have his Father set his agenda. That happened in Mark chapter 1, where the whole town of Capernaum was after him, looking for him to continue healing their sick. But Jesus went away to pray on his own and then said, no, I'm going off to other nearby villages because that is what my Father wants of me. So let's let God set our agenda rather than the things that seem to be most pressing. But of course, remember that Jesus also allowed his own plans to be derailed sometimes by the encounters he had with people as he was on his way to do something else. Zacchaeus watching from up a tree on the sidelines, a woman timidly touching the hem of his cloak to be healed, not wanting to bother him. We need to be prepared to lay aside our plans, and we will do that if we are listening to our Father, not only in the quiet place, but also in the daily busyness. So that's why prayer is a great idea to begin our discipleship journey. So what would we actually like you to do? What would we like you to introduce into your life as a habit that will help you to grow in compassion, to hear the Good Shepherd's voice, to develop a partnership with God, and to follow Jesus' example? Well, three simple things. Number one, decide on a number of people, up to eight people, that you've decided to regularly pray for. They could be friends already, they could be neighbours who you don't know very well at all, they could be co-workers who you've always kind of got on with, but you've never actually taken a friendship any further. Write their names down and then every day pray for those people. And most importantly, listen to what God might say. He might not prompt you to do anything that particular day for that person, but listen and write down anything which God says to you about them. Secondly, in that morning prayer time, ask God to help you to be a blessing to those you come across during that day, and commit yourself to being attentive and obedient to his voice, even if it might seem a little bit strange or a little bit wacky or putting yourself out there. You can certainly be prepared for an adventure. And it's a good idea to note down anything that happens. You can share it with others in your life group to pray about or to laugh about if it's an encouragement or a disaster. But either way, you'll be sharing your stories and learning together how to pay attention to God during the day when he directs you towards people. And thirdly, at the end of every day, review your day with God. Let him show you the ways in which you have blessed people, in which you have responded to his voice, and also sometimes to the opportunities you might have missed, so that you can learn from that for the next time. Three simple things, three habits that will help you to begin with prayer.